Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial County. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning and welcome.
I know, we're on a roll right now.
Never, ever, ever forget that if you really love today's show, or if you think somebody else would really, really love today's show, you can go to KXORadio.com and access our shows through podcast. And you can get a short, brief overview of the show, or you can get the show in its entirety, minus all the silly things like this that I say that Mario is kind enough to take out. 337-8874 is our phone number. Let's Talk About It is our show. Oh, good. Alien feedback is gone. Nice.
Thank you.
Because, you know, we're doing this whole green show today, so we didn't want to sound kind of mechanistic and futuristic at the same time. So, whoa! Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the first hot week of the year.
I know. Let me just say and mention one community service.
Maria's Community Calendar, brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health.
But
take it away.
The El Centro Parks and Recreation is offering free breakfast and lunches to children, I think it's 18 and under, at the El Centro Community Center and also at Meadows School, and I think at the old post office pavilion. But if you need more information, you can call Meadows School at 352-7512 and ask for more information. And the lunches are pretty good. They are.
You're a child at heart, and they actually let you sample one, or what?
You know, no, it's because my daughter's going to Meadows for the pre-K class that ICOE is offering through ICOE, and they provided her breakfast, and she's trying to get ready to go to kindergarten.
And she came back. School's pretty boring, but the food was great.
Yeah. No, she's had fun. But again, if you need more information to get the exact times and locations, call Meadows School at 352-7512. And it's free lunch, free breakfast, and free lunch. You know, right now times are tough. Or you know what? If you don't even feel like cooking, it's hot. It gets hot in the kitchen. You know, take your children out to Meadows or to El Centro Community Center or to the old post office pavilion. Contact Meadows to get more times, exact times, what times they're serving lunch, and take the children. It's for everyone. It's for everyone. There's no proof of income or anything like that. Nothing. You know, if you have children, minors, take them.
It's funny. I shut down the kitchen like about 2 weeks ago, and I'm sitting here going, oh, yeah, I'm just totally doing salads right now. That's variations of different things you can put with lettuce and eat it without making heat in the kitchen.
But you can take Abby over there.
Okay.
Breakfast and lunch.
There you go.
It's free, you guys. It's right now, you know, this is the time.
If you mention that you heard this on Let's Talk About It, they'll give you a free coffee cup. No.
No, free lunch. They'll give you a free breakfast and lunch.
Free food, regardless of where you're
heard. But only for minors. Only for minors, and I think it goes all the way to age 18. So, again, if you need information, contact Meadows at 352-7512.
All right, welcome to the greening of Let's Talk About It. We did a long, long time ago, we did an eco-psychology show, which was kind of like green stuff and about the earth and stuff. And long time ago, way back,
not even on
the podcast.
Yeah, it's not a podcast. That's a while back.
So it's good that we're finally getting back to this topic and these. And we got some local people today. None of this kind of over-the-phone stuff. Let me go in reverse order to introduce, because then the microphone's going to end up at the right place. Okay? So we have Abdon Valdez Betancourt, and he is a program volunteer, and then
he's a young adult volunteer.
Good morning, sir. And then we have Ivan Soto, and Ivan is an environmental technician.
Yes, for IVROP.
You know, those words don't sit together. Environmental technician. You know, it's kind of, you should be an environmental, I don't know, sprite of the woods or something.
Maybe they'll change the technician.
Yeah.
Representative.
Oh, nice. I like it.
I don't know. The term, it's more for a link, I think, from the program to the community. That's the way I see it. I understand entirely what you say.
It just occurred to me while I was introducing it. Whoa. Two great tasting. Great, go great together.
So tell us, Ivan, what is IVRP providing with these, with this program, the environmental education program?
Each year is entirely different, but for this past year...
You're just noticing that?
We've offered... each program, it's dependent on... the project is dependent on the funding and where it's going, what age group it's serving. But this past year, it's focused on the New River Wetlands program, pilot mm-hmm. project in Imperial, Brawley, and a new site in by Calipatria.
The New River, that means the river that's polluted over there by Calexico.
Yeah, so the pilot project, I don't know if you're aware.
Yeah, that's start in the beginning, right?
Yeah, it's information on the wetlands that have been created by the New River to reduce a lot of the chemicals, pollutants from the nearby agricultural fields that's being drained into the New River. Classroom presentations, field trips, and activities are a major part of the program. And we also not only work with the New River project, we also work with the Sunny Bono Salton Sea National Wildlife Refuge.
Which I think is in the chopping block with the budget.
It is, actually. It's coming. Well, the Salton Sea funding did end in April, and the wetlands planting project is coming to an end in August. So we're currently looking for funding to continue services for the next school year.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.